Right now, the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore has 8 lighthouses on 6 islands. The Ashland Light Station would bring the total to 9 if bills sponsored by Senator Tammy Baldwin and Congressman Sean Duffy pass. Duffy says the 1915 vintage lighthouse is a good fit.
It's important that the great history of our community and the lakes are preserved. And to include that lighthouse into the national park, I think, is really important.
The Apostle Islands lighthouses date back to the Civil War into the early 20th century. Lakeshore Superintendent Bob Krummenacher says Ashland's light would complete the set.
The ones already in the park have been recognized as the most significant collection of historic lighthouses in any national park in the country. And yet, a lot of people don't realize how much the Ashland Harbor Breakwater Light is really related to the set. It's also on the National Register of Historic Places.
Krummenacher says Ashlanders are proud of their lighthouse.
If you look at the symbols that are used on the newspaper and the Ford dealer, the hotel and the Chamber of Commerce, the lighthouse is everywhere in that city. And yet, very few people have been there and very few people know anything about it.
Ironically, the proposed transfer of the lighthouse comes as Ashland's last ore dock, built a year after the lighthouse, is being demolished. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.